Coast Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Only in Florida would we play cold as ice when it's 40 degrees.
That's right.
Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And in that line of the song, it says you never take advice. But I'm hoping that you will listen to this next half hour because we have an expert in the house. Chad Pico is here with Affiliated Insurance of Pensacola. And boy, has insurance been in the headlines.
A little bit.
Can you help us out and straighten us out on all
this
stuff?
There's no news to report.
It's just another day. But first of all, before we get into all of that, tell us about your company and what you do and who you service and your products and all that good stuff.
Great. Yeah. So I'm with Affiliated Insurance. We are over on Brent Lane, 672 Brent Lane. You can reach us at 850-477-5840. We're a health and life agency. Help people with their under 65 products, Medicare, group health insurance, ancillary stuff. So give us a shout if you have any of those needs. Our agents are waiting for you to help out.
Okay. So what are your hours? Do you need to make an appointment or do you take walk-ins?
We do take walk-ins. We're open 8 to 5. We do set appointments outside of those on request.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's great. Okay. So you came in with a list and I started laughing. I said, well, I've got some questions for you. Where do you want to start?
There's been a little bit of news this week, obviously,
insurance,
overnight.
Just a few things?
With the government shutdown, hopefully going away. Latest news, Senate passed their vote last night.
It was just last night.
Just last night. And so now it will go before the House, and then Trump should sign it, and the government should open.
Okay.
And as I mentioned the last time I was here, the actual shutdown itself did not impact our industry too much. Open enrollment's continuing, even with the government shutdown, the marketplace has been open. All of that stuff has worked.
So that's good news.
It is good news. But the reason the government shut down is really what we're keeping our eye on.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats wanted to extend the enhanced subsidies that were put in place by Biden under the American Rescue Plan back in 2021 that are set to expire at the end of this year. They wanted to do that before the government opened. The Republicans have wanted to fund the government with the continuing resolution and then at that point negotiate through it before they pass the final budget.
Mm-hmm.
Which what I'm hearing, and let me set my disclaimer. This is what I'm hearing. This is, my opinion is not necessarily factual on some of this stuff. This is our best guess on what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But they have this continuing resolution will fund the government into January, and it seems to be that there is a promise that there will be a vote on the enhanced subsidies being extended by sometime in December.
Okay.
I don't know the date on that. But that will tell us kind of where we are with these extra subsidies. So let me explain the difference, because you mentioned one of the questions you had before we came on air, and it's a common question that we've gotten is, are the subsidies going away?
Because that takes you back to the ACA, the Obamacare Act, and all of that stuff. So there's so much, the reason I was asking Chad about it, there's so much misinformation. It depends on which news channel I listen to. So it's very confusing. I just want to know what the facts are. Where are we?
Right. So the enhanced subsidies that are going away are not the actual subsidies under Obamacare.
Okay. See, that's the difference.
Yes.
Okay.
So some people have thought that, if Congress doesn't do this, I'm no longer going to get a subsidy. There are some scenarios where that's the case, but broadly that is not the case. Under the original Obamacare regulations, if your income for your household size is between 100% and 400% of the federal poverty level, and you don't have any other disqualifying factors such as being eligible for Medicare or Medicaid, VA, TRICARE, affordable group health insurance or things that would prevent you from qualifying for a subsidy. But without those in play, if your income was between that, you could qualify for a subsidy. And it's a sliding scale. We put your information into an application and it spits out a number based on your household size and income. That is not going away. What happened in 2021, Biden, under the American Rescue Plan, put in some enhanced subsidies. So whatever you qualified for under the original Obamacare, there was money on top of that to help offset the cost because we were coming out of COVID.
Right.
You know, forget the government shut down. The whole country was shut down.
Right.
You
know, right.
Except Florida, thankfully.
Yes.
So we had that. And then also under the original Obamacare regulations, like I just mentioned, you had to be between 100% and 400% of federal poverty level to qualify. Well, there were situations where you could be really close to that 400% level. So, for example, and I've got my chart here, household of two, the cutoff is $84,600.
Mm-hmm.
You could report an income of $84,500, particularly if you were older, I say in, you know, 50s, 60s, or if you had a larger family, where you could be really close to that cutoff and still qualify for several hundred dollars in subsidies. If you made a few dollars more and came in a dollar over that 400% mark, you no longer qualified for the subsidy. So you could go from several hundred dollars to zero by just a little bit of
income. Just a few dollars, right.
So as part of the American Rescue Plan, the enhanced subsidies that Biden put in, there was that hard cutoff disappeared and it just tailed off until the base, you know, the higher the income, the lower the subsidy was, until the subsidy finally disappeared based on their calculations. That is part of the enhanced subsidies that it has, is going away as well, unless Congress comes together to do something. So the original subsidies under Obamacare are there. They're not going away. So if you're between 100 and 400%, you're going and you qualify for the subsidies, there's still money there that will help offset. Now, obviously, it's less than what was put in there with the enhanced subsidies, but there's still money there. So the subsidies themselves are not completely disappearing. And that is the biggest misunderstanding that we've had.
Well, I appreciate that you've explained it so well, because I thought that it was all going away. But what you're saying, it's just the enhanced subsidies that may go away.
Correct.
Okay,
correct.
Very interesting. If you've got a question for Chad, 850-437-1620. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel, and clearly Chad is an expert on insurance, deciphering all of this for us. So we're moving forward with that, and then we have, you said you were talking about your different clients that you have. What are you seeing in our marketplace here in Pensacola? What are you seeing in a sense of how people are responding to all of this, how these changes are going to affect the premiums? That's the big thing we keep hearing. Oh, the premiums are going to go up.
Right.
So what is your take on all of that?
Here's what's going to happen with the market. Another big question we've gotten is, you know, why are the rates going up? Well, one, rates go up every year. There aren't many things in the world where overtime rates go down.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
It would. It would. We have seen across the board, rates have been increased higher this year than probably any year since Obamacare, since we've had Obamacare, which was, you know, back in 2014 when this all began. A big part of that was the uncertainty of what's going on right now, insurers trying to design plans and rates heading into 2026, not knowing if those extra subsidies were going to be there or not.
Right.
But as far as what's going on here, it also depends on where you fall on that income chart. We have, for, you know, those of our clients that are between that 100 and 400%, where you're still getting a subsidy, it's just not as much. We're proceeding with their renewals with what we have right now. Because what we see now, what's in there, when we run it, we're seeing it as if those enhanced subsidies are not there. So if we get a number and Congress does come together in the next month and a half, and does an extension of those enhanced subsidies, which we're hoping, and we think there's a good chance that something will get done. Now, as far as to what extent, you know, do they extend them as is for another year or two while they work things out? Who knows? Do they compromise and come out somewhere in between and go, we're going to extend it, but the numbers are a little bit lower?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? But we feel like there's going to be some sort of compromise there. But if they do that, that just means that the numbers we're seeing today on the renewal are higher than they're actually going to be. So if they come out,
that's possibly good,
and give additional subsidies,
mm-hmm.
that'll be applied, and the rate will be lower than what we see today.
Okay.
It won't be worse.
When do those rates get finalized then? I think you've kind of explained that it's kind of nebulous, but...
So
when you're sitting here right now looking at your budget for 2026 and you're trying to figure it all out.
So here's the crazy part. Typically, insurance carriers have to finalize and file their rates in the May timeframe, mm-hmm. early May, which they had to do this year. But because of this uncertainty, as mm-hmm. well as some lawsuits against some of the new final rules
right.
that were put into place by CMS, carriers actually had to refile their plans on September 30th.
Wow.
The day before open enrollment started for off exchange.
Wow. I didn't realize that.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Typically, when we get to open enrollment, it's been crazy, you know, trying to figure out what's changed for the mm-hmm. year. But usually by the time we get to open enrollment, it's set.
Because you've had since May
right.
to look at it.
This year,
nope.
we're in open enrollment. We still don't know how this stuff is going to work out.
Oh, my goodness.
So we're having to take it a day at a time, proceed with where we're at,
mm-hmm.
with the hope that things change a little bit and, you know, that there's time to make adjustments when they do.
Well, listening to you, Chad, it convinces me even more that when you're dealing with your own insurance or employees' insurance, that you definitely need an expert, and having someone like you with affiliated insurance, because you are staying on top of this. You are able to decipher all this information, and to try to do that online by yourself is probably not the best way.
It is not.
Because it is hard to decipher.
There's so much out there, and unless you are on top of this,
mm-hmm.
You know, our guys have to be certified every year, annually. We go over all these changes, as well as I sit on a conference call every week.
Wow.
To get updates on where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely, you know, take advantage of our expertise. There's no need to try to figure this out on your own.
So if I do go on the marketplace, what are some things that I need to do to get to be ready for that? Or when I meet with you, what are the things that I need to bring to the table?
So if we're going to look at your renewal,
mm-hmm.
And even on a new sale, you need to, we're going to look at your household size, your household income, if you're offered other coverage, to determine, you know, what you qualify for and what you don't.
Mm-hmm.
That's really the main stuff that you need. It doesn't have to be.
And what's your income, an income estimate?
Income estimates for the next year. The way that works is when we do the application, we do an estimate for your income
mm-hmm.
for the upcoming year, because your subsidy is based on your income for that calendar year.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're doing an
application. So it's not based on the previous year?
Correct.
Oh, that's okay. I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yes, often people will come in and go, well, I didn't, you know, I made too much money this year, but my income's going down. It doesn't, 2026's subsidy is going to be based on 2026's.
Excellent. Okay,
income.
That's good to know, because that's confusing.
Right. But it also makes it that much more important that we estimate your income as accurately as we can
mm-hmm.
heading into next year, because that's what when we do the application, we're going to put your estimate. That's what they're going to give you your subsidy based off of.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a complete honor system. They are going to catch up at the end of the year.
I reject the IRS.
To make sure that you made what you anticipated making.
Mm-hmm.
And that's they do that on your tax return. You get a 1095A, which shows how much subsidy you got, that your accountant will put on a particular tax form to accompany your taxes. And that's where they'll reconcile it. If you made more money than you projected on the application, it means you qualified for less subsidy, meaning that they will charge some of that back.
So you would have to pay some of that back.
If you come in below what you estimated, that means you should have qualified for more, and they will give you the difference back.
Okay, that's fair.
So we always encourage people to estimate a little bit high.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing this year, or heading into next year, why it's even more important to accurately estimate your income is there are not going to be any more caps on the repayment of those subsidies.
Oh, okay.
So 2025 and prior, if they gave you, if you estimated one amount, came in higher,
mm-hmm.
meaning that you owed money back, depending on where your income came in, there were caps on how much money you might have to owe back. So you might have gotten $2,400 extra in subsidy, but mm-hmm. you might be capped at owing $1,000 of that back.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
Starting in 2026, those caps go away. So if you get $2,400 extra in subsidy that you didn't qualify for on your tax return, you will owe the full $2,400 back on your tax return.
So now even more, you need to be as accurate as you can be in your estimate.
Absolutely.
850-437-1620. We're talking with Chad Piku, who is with Affiliated Insurance of Pensacola. It is a lot to navigate. If I wanted to come in and talk to you as an agent, does it cost me to have you handle this for me, or how does that all work?
It does not cost anyone a dime to utilize our services.
Really? Okay. Yes. I think I always thought there was a fee or something involved.
No, we don't charge a fee. The insurance rates are built into for commissions. We get paid based on sales.
You know, gotcha.
We're commissioned.
Okay.
Your rate is when you buy a particular plan, whether you buy that directly from Florida Blue or directly from the marketplace by yourself, or you come through an agent,
mm-hmm.
the rate for that plan is exactly the same.
Well, that's good to know. Okay.
Yes.
We're dispelling a lot of myths this morning, I think. So why should I use an agent then?
Well, as I mentioned, you know, we're up to date on everything.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be licensed, obviously. We get certified annually. And then, as I mentioned, you know, I sit in on calls and update all my guys on things that are happening literally weekly of what's going on. And if you're not doing that and you try to go out to the marketplace or even just go to Blue Cross or any of these other companies and try to differentiate between plans,
mm-hmm.
you probably don't know what you're looking at or what the differences are. I mean, obviously the prices are different, but there's a reason for the prices being different. The
it's
coverages,
very confusing when you look at it cold.
The coverages are different.
Mm-hmm.
The who you can use, your networks
right.
are different. Which, as rates go up, that's another conversation we have with our clients is, of course, nobody wants to give up their doctors.
Mm-hmm.
But when the plan that you want to go into is $300 more than another plan that has the same coverage but does not include your doctor, is it worth paying $3,600 a year to keep that one doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. But those are conversations that you can have, and at least you're well informed of what you're enrolling into.
Right.
We can also take a look at alternate options.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there are supplemental plans that we can put in because you may have to buy down in benefits to keep it affordable.
Mm-hmm.
So you're losing some benefits. We have some supplemental products that we can look at.
Would that include some prescription plans and things like that too?
Well, the prescription,
or is that separate?
That's actually included in your plan.
Mm-hmm.
But things like hospital
right.
indemnity plans or mm-hmm. accident plans.
That
would help offset cost if you had to go to the ER because you were injured.
Yeah. You
know, mm-hmm. Might be on a ladder at the house and, you know, trying to do something.
Be careful of those Christmas lights.
Exactly.
Christmas
this time of year.
Right.
You know, it could be an ER visit.
Mm-hmm.
Those accident plans can help offset those costs if you do have to go to the ER and maybe have a little bit higher out-of-pocket cost on a particular plan.
And we are in the open enrollment now for Medicare as well. Do you all handle that, Medicare plans, and helping people navigate those waters?
We do. We are in the middle of that.
Mm-hmm.
Members have until December 7th to make any changes if they do want to make any changes to their plan for next year.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a little bit of disruption in that market over the last couple of years as well. Seems, you know, anytime you get government intervention, things, it's not always great things that happen.
So Josh.
Yeah. So CMS has tightened down a little bit on how Medicare Advantage plans work. There's mm-hmm. still great options, but mm-hmm. they are tightening down on some of the benefits. The prescription costs are, there's a limit now on your out-of-pocket cost on the prescription benefits mm-hmm. for either Medicare prescription drug plans or the Medicare Advantage with the prescription drug benefits built into it. It's $2,000 this year. Mm-hmm. It'll be $2,100 next year, which is down from prior to that. It was about $8,000.
Right, right. Okay.
So great benefits. It is more coverage on the insurance side. So obviously you're going to see rates go up. Mm-hmm. So we have seen rates on the standalone drug plans increase. Mm-hmm. We've seen deductibles on the prescription drug benefits increase this right. year as well on most of the plans.
Mm-hmm.
On the Medicare Advantage plans, we are seeing some, those plans often have extra benefits that you don't get with original Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
Vision, dental,
right.
sometimes some of them have, you know, covering, you know, rides to the doctor.
Some of them have fitness.
Fitness, all kinds of
perky kind of things.
They still have those, but we're seeing a little bit of a reduction in those extra mm-hmm. benefits this year in the market as well.
That makes sense. We're talking with Chad Pico with Affiliated Insurance of Pensacola, obviously an expert on insurance, health insurance. There's just so much happening. And you've done a great job, I think, this morning of clearing up some things for me, at least, because all the news is very confusing. Is there anything you'd like to sort of recap as we get into the final minutes of the show today?
One thing that I would say is if you're renewing your ACA plan, your marketplace plan, one, talk to an agent. There's no reason not to. It doesn't cost you anything. But two, if you've received subsidies in the past, make sure that you have filed taxes for those previous tax years mm-hmm. where you have received a subsidy and reconciled that, because moving forward, they will cut those out. If you've not done so, that is one of the requirements if you do get a subsidy, is that you do have to file a tax return so that they can make sure that they gave you the correct amount.
Right, right. Okay, that's very good advice. And also, the timelines now for Marketplace, I know that December 7th is for the Medicare, you said.
December 7th is for Medicare, the Marketplace. We have a couple of deadlines. December 15th is the deadline to get things done for January 1st effective dates.
Mm-hmm.
We do have an additional time frame of up to January 15th to do stuff for February 1st. And then we're kind of holding our breath to see where things fall out with if they extend the enhanced subsidies
mm-hmm.
and they do that late in the game, they may extend that open enrollment. It's not there right now, and I'm not promising anything,
but there's
the possibility. But definitely want to get in as quickly as possible to get it taken care of.
Well, it sounds like it now would be a good time to come
in. Now's the best time.
Don't wait till it's all resolved. Go ahead and have some plans, options in mind, right?
Yeah, I'm sure Mike Wiggins would tell you the best time to plant a tree is 2 months ago, and
yes.
if not then, then now.
Yeah.
Insurance the same way.
Yeah.
Best time is to have already taken care of it. If not, now's a good time to do it.
Well, it's November, and January is going to come up on us before we know it. So
yes.
probably come in and at least have my idea is to have some options so that when everything's decided, then I can kind of know what I'm going to go with.
Yeah, take a look at it. If, you know, you wait till the last day, then you've got to make a rash decision.
Mm-hmm.
The sooner you can do it, if you do want or need some time to reflect on it, you've got that.
Okay. So what's the best way to reach you and at Affiliated Insurance of Pensacola?
Give us a call, 850-477-5840, or swing by our office at 672 Brent Lane.
Okay, that phone number one more time.
850-477-5840.
And you said you are open Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
8 to 5. Okay, Chad, it's been a pleasure. I've been just muddled, I think it's a good word. I don't know. Everything's so confusing right now.
Great to be here.
Thank you for clarifying everything for us. Really appreciate your knowledge and expertise.